Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Diane Campbell, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, March 10, 1952, the Barbados Museum and Historical Society held its annual general meeting where it presented its report for the year ending 31st December 1951. This report highlighted a number of activities and achievements recorded during the year. Membership had risen from 284 at the start of the year to 313 by year end. There were also 9,380 visits for the year, compared to 8,490 for the previous year. In addition, the Society was pleased to inform that it had acquired the Taylor Collection of Arawak relics at a price of $720, and this collection, along with relics previously acquired, had created a representative collection of the island's prehistory. Other achievements for the year included the hosting of exhibitions of regional artists, including the Brudhagens from British Guiana, Sybil Attek of Trinidad, and Cecil Adams of Antigua. Exhibitions of children's art from Great Britain and France, along with local children's art and handicraft, were also held successfully. Relevant lectures had been held for senior students who would be sitting external art examinations. In addition to the foregoing, the Council offered meeting room facilities to civil society groups such as the Philatelic Society and the Extramural Department of the University College of the West Indies, and had allocated space to the Photographic Society for use as a dark room. The museum expressed pride at its wide-ranging accomplishments, which were attributed to the efficiency of its director, Mr. Connell. Today, the Barbados Museum and Historical Society, under the director, Ms. Alessandra Cummins, continues not only to capture Barbados's history and heritage, but also to be socially inclusive, seeking to achieve public education and encouraging community participation in its projects and programs. The annual publication of the Journal of the Barbados Museum and Historical Society is one medium through which public sensitization is achieved. This journal was first published in November 1933 and has evolved as a source of public information into the origins and expressions of Barbadian community life and landscapes. Other strategies to support public education include the work of the Barbados Genealogical Group, which offers insights into genealogy research, along with the museum's ongoing themed exhibitions, which offer the general public insights into the history and development of Barbados as a nation.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.